Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support. Lisa, your thoughts on Tua's play last week?
I thought he did okay. I mean, he's still so raw. I think so many people came out of the gate just expecting so much from him. He's young. He's learning. Every single game, I just want to see growth. I just want to see the kid, every single game have a light bulb go off. Have that one series where he kind of takes control. And like I said, he's still real young. It's going to take some time. We just got to have patience. And look, I'm guilty of it. I got hung up last week with it. Unfortunately, I had to listen to some of it on the radio. And when they brought Brissett in, the commentators on satellite radio that I was listening to was like, oh, that's it. Brissett's in the game. And I'm like, what? I had that knee-jerk reaction. I'll admit it. I was like, oh, my God, is that it? Did he give up on him? So, like I said, I have to calm myself down because I catch myself getting caught up in some of the, we want him to be elite now talk. So I've got myself a little calmed down. I'm going to get kid. Technically, this is a kid's rookie year to me. Last year, it was just kind of a wash to me.
It still is rookie year because that was his 10th game. So we're not talking
about
a kid that's played a lot of football yet at this point. He hasn't even played a complete season. He needs to play a couple of seasons to see the division a couple of times, see teams over and over again, start to learn their habits, start to learn the difference between one defensive coordinator and another defensive scheme, and the habits of each of those coaches. All of those things take time. You just don't learn them right away, and that's why we have this microwave society that wants immediate results, and it's nice to get immediate results. I get it, man.
It is.
We experienced it when Marino coming off the bench
right,
a long time ago, but that's rare. Those kind of dudes are just absolutely rare. And even Marino didn't start either, actually. So it took him a few games till they actually gave him the opportunity. But it's just, we have very little patience here, and I definitely understand that. I talked about this yesterday on the show. And while I know that a lot of people are unhappy with Noah Igbinoghami, I also have to remind people that, and I'm wondering how you feel about this, because it's kind of a catch-22. Yeah, you can be frustrated with him, and you should be if you want, but there's also a flip side. The kid doesn't play. So if he doesn't play because he's got three people in front of him that are pretty damn good and they don't use him, it's hard for him to get playing time right now to ever get better. You cannot get better on the bench. There's no way. And so last year he got a little playing time because of the Jones injury. But outside of that, he just hasn't really had time to develop. And that's kind of been the catch-22. We could get pissed at him, or we could get frustrated at the whole situation. But really the kid is not getting enough time to actually develop to – fix those damn skills.
Well, and that's the thing. And that goes back to Flo saying the matchups. He's going to play the guys that give him the best matchup of their skill sets you're seeing. He sees Buffalo on tape. They see him in practice. We don't. We're not involved in the coaches' conversations. So I honestly think if Coach Flo says, you know what, this week he had a tremendous week of practice, I think he'll match up good with, say, a Coles. I don't know about Stephon Diggs. Like I said, this is going to have to be your A-game defensive backs here. And if Flo is like, you know what, I'm still on the fence, I just don't think he's ready yet, Flo's going to take that roster spot and put it somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's going to make a difference. And I think that's what he does every week. Just because you see, like he said in his pressers, just because you see one set one week doesn't mean you're going to see it the next week.
Yeah,
because that's what this game's about. You have to put players in position to win the football game.
Yeah,
and he takes his coaches into account, and if he thinks that he's ready, he'll put him in. I have no doubt. So I think his time's coming. I definitely think you're going to see him. I just don't know if you're going to see him against this Buffalo Bills team.
No, yeah, I think he might get some piecemeal stuff throughout the year, but it might be another year before they put him out on the field, and then the real bitch is that you're not going to get a ton of time to actually assess whether he's made progress or not, because Let's say he gets way more playing time next year. Well, now you're in year three. So now the window's right. a lot shorter to figure out whether you made a good pick or not. And then the other thing that you have to think about is the front office going, maybe we drafted too many corners, you know, because Nick Needham turned out Nick Needham turned out to be a pretty good player, and he doesn't really play the slot. So if Noah can't and he's not supposed to knock out Jones or X, that would be a really bad look if he knocks out Jones or X. So it's like they're sitting there going, man, how do we get this kid better if we can't get him on the field? So the whole Noah thing is so frustrating. I'm sure it's frustrating for him. I'm sure it's frustrating for the coaches, the front office, and fans. You know what I mean? It's just – it's one of those situations that's kind of unsatisfying for all, and none of us really have the answer on how you really can get the best out of the kid when people in front of him are already playing, man. It's a tough one. All right. The passing game this week against the Bills.
Yes. Okay.